Howdy, folks. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and you're listening to the Texans Daily Rundown. I'm the Texans senior editor, Mackenzie DeLulo, and here is the rundown of today's news in Texas politics. A trial set to begin in Harris County District Court on April 15th has been canceled after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton obtained a pretrial agreement with special prosecutors to drop 9-year-old felony securities charges against him in exchange for meeting several conditions. Paxton was indicted in 2015 on 3 felony counts relating to state securities fraud, with the allegation that he did not disclose a financial ownership interest in a company that he solicited others to invest in addition to not being a registered investment advisor when doing so. A plethora of legal issues have resulted in the case lingering for years before finally being set for trial, including battles over the payment of the special prosecutors handling the charges and motions regarding what judicial venue should ultimately host the case. That was until today, when after a meeting at the Harris County Courthouse, attorneys for Paxton, along with the special prosecutors, announced the charges would be dropped once Paxton meets several terms. Under the deal, Paxton must undergo 100 hours of community service in Collin County, take 15 hours of continuing legal education in ethics, and pay restitution of up to $300,000. One of Paxton's defense attorneys, Dan Cogdell, had this to say.
Look, we're glad to have this matter behind us. This case has been pending longer than the Beatles were together, literally. It's been 9 years, and today marks the end of what, in our opinion, should have happened a long time ago. That is, the state has made an offer, which we have accepted, to dismiss the case upon Mr. Paxton doing a few things. He is more than happy to comply with that agreement. At the end of the day, it is not a plea bargain. He didn't plead. There is no admission of guilt. There will never be an admission of guilt because he's not guilty, but we're glad to have this behind us.
Meanwhile, Prosecutor Brian Weiss offered this statement to reporters.
The oath that I took is the oath that every prosecutor in Texas takes, which is that my primary duty is to seek justice and not to convict. I did everything and have done everything within my power to honor that oath to the people of the state of Texas. In the face of some pretty personal attacks leveled against me by people in power in Collin County. At the end of the day, while I think the case could be made, that justice was certainly delayed, I think the agreement that we've reached today underscores the fact that justice was not denied.
The Supreme Court of the United States is hearing oral arguments today on a challenge to how the federal government oversees the administration of chemical abortion pills. The drug in question, mifepristone, was initially approved by the FDA in 2000 and is one drug in a 2-pill regimen, alongside misoprostol, for chemically induced abortions. Previously, a 3-judge panel for the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned part of a lower court ruling putting increased restrictions on access to the abortion drug. Supreme Court oral arguments are happening now and were preceded by an order that was issued following the Fifth Circuit ruling. In an unsigned order from SCOTUS, a stay was issued to allow mifepristone to remain available on the market while the court considers the case. While the Fifth Circuit panel upheld the FDA approval of mifepristone, it did rule on other challenges pertaining to the lawsuit initially filed by the Alliance for Defending Freedom. ADF is now asking SCOTUS to affirm the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals decision. Texas has a bevy of pro-life laws, including the Texas Heartbeat Act, which as of July 2023 had resulted in the births of nearly 10,000 additional babies since the law's passage in 2021. Republican delegates at 4 state Senate district conventions passed resolutions denouncing HEB grocery store chain CEO Charles Butt and the political action committees he funds in opposition to school choice and other issues that put him at odds with the Republican Party platform. The resolutions approved at conventions in Brazoria, Harris, Trinity, and Tyler counties on Saturday not only lambasted Butt over school choice policy, but accused him and his PACs of lobbying for amnesty to illegal immigrants, against a ban on sanctuary cities, taking actions against state election integrity laws, and engaging in taxpayer-funded lobbying. The resolution also notes that HEB has sponsored drag queen shows for children. In 2011, Butt funded lobbyists to oppose Texas's sanctuary city legislation, and in 2020 filed an amicus brief in federal court in support of sending universal mail-in ballots to voters. In 2022, HEB was listed as a sponsor of an LGBT pride event that included an all-ages drag show. According to Forbes magazine, Butt has a net worth of $7.6 billion and ranks 121st on the publication's list of the 400 richest Americans. He funds the Charles Butt Public Education PAC and Raise Your Hand Texas, which lobbies for increased funding for traditional public schools, revisions to the state's school rating system, and in opposition to school choice programs. Republicans have grumbled about Butt's political activism for years, but this year's GOP emphasis on school choice policy has catapulted into the spotlight the role that the Texas billionaire plays in state political battles. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit thetexan.news and subscribe to get full access to all of our articles, newsletters, and podcasts.